Is it true that karma will catch up with you, even in future lives, if you avoid somebody that you've had conflicts with in this life? Okay. Now, if we've had conflict with somebody and we choose to avoid that person, that doesn't necessarily have to be done with a motivation of anger. Okay? Sometimes we just know that we don't get along well with somebody, or we just know that somebody else isn't so trustworthy, so we avoid them. We don't do it with anger and hostility and resentment. We just do it out of a little bit of wisdom. Okay? That's fine. There's not going to be any negative karmic consequences from that. If we've had a conflict with somebody and we generate a lot of anger towards them and we avoid them for that reason, okay, that's creating some kind of karma, you know, because our mind is usually involved with malicious thought. We're likely to gossip behind their back and say nasty things about them. So, you know, it's very good if, as much as we can let go of that anger that brings happiness in this life, and then also when we meet the people in future lives, there's clearer energy between us. How do we distinguish our need to bring justice by exposing the wrongdoing of our enemy from our self-ego mind to harm them because we were harmed by them before? Good question. Okay. So how do we distinguish the need to talk about some faults or some harm that somebody did in order to prevent them from harming others? How do we distinguish that from just holding resentment and wanting them to get punished and suffer in return for what they did to us? Okay. The whole way to distinguish it is by what's going on inside of our own heart. Okay? So we have to stop and tune into ourselves and what's going on in our own heart. And if we have resentment or anger, that's telling us, you know, our motivation isn't clear. If we have compassion for the person who harmed us and we want to protect them from damaging others, so we want to protect them from creating negative karma and we want to protect others from suffering, and because of that we expose what they've done, that's very good because that's protective of that person and other people. But if we just expose them because we want our revenge, you know, that's our own negative motivation. Okay. So I think it's time to close right now. Before we do, I want to just lead you in a little dedication and rejoicing. Okay. So come back to your breath. And let's rejoice that we were able to spend this time together this evening. Rejoice at the good fortune we had to discuss and contemplate the Dharma. Rejoice at the kindness of all the different people who by so many means did things that enabled this event to happen and enabled us to have the opportunity to learn the Dharma and to generate so many positive thoughts and emotions. Let's rejoice at our own virtue, the virtue of everybody here. And let's rejoice at all the virtue and goodness that exists in the universe. And rejoice at the deeds of the arhats and the bodhisattvas and the Buddhas. And then let's dedicate all of this positive potential or merit Let's dedicate it and send it out into the universe so that through what we've done, everybody may be at peace within their own heart. So that people and all living beings can live peacefully with each other. Let's dedicate so that everybody has all the conducive circumstances they need to be able to meet a spiritual tradition that speaks to their heart. So that everybody has conducive situations to generate ethical discipline, loving kindness and wisdom. Let's dedicate so that in this and all future lives, we're never separate from the Buddha's teachings and from qualified spiritual masters to guide us. And let's dedicate so that through what we've done, may we quickly become a Buddha, and may all living beings quickly be free from all their suffering and reach the state of lasting happiness and wisdom, the state of lasting compassion and joy of a fully enlightened Buddha. Okay, so thank you all very much.